Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the teleconference where Mr. Jean-Pascal Bopfsz, Chief Executive Officer of Bopfsz Group, will be discussing the group's 2011 half-year financial results. Sir, please go ahead.
Good afternoon and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for the interest you show in our company by attending this telephone conference. Its purpose is to comment on the Bopfsz Group first half 2011 consolidated turnover and give you additional comments about the company's situation over the first 6 months 2011 and the outlook for the second half 2011. With me today, I would like to introduce Attilio Tissi, our Chief Financial Officer ad interim, and Joseph Santoro, our Investor Relations Manager. The press release, which was issued this morning, and the half-year report can also be found on our internet website. You have all received it and had a chance to review it. The consolidated sales for the first 6 months 2011 amounted to 562.2 million Swiss francs, representing an increase of 2.1 million Swiss francs or plus 0.4% compared to the same period in 2010. This evolution is due to the compensating effect of the following elements: evolution of volume and price, 54.7 million Swiss francs or plus 9.8%, change in scope of consolidation, 7.4 million Swiss francs or plus 1.3%, evolution of exchange rate, minus 60 million Swiss francs or minus 10.7%. Compared to the 2010 half-year figures, the sales by business unit reached 98.6% for the BU Sheetfed, 110.5% for the business unit Webfed, and 95.3% for the business unit Services. At constant exchange rate compared to 2010, the business unit Webfed would have realized a 30% growth, the business unit Service nearly 10%, and the business unit Sheetfed would have remained stable. The organic growth of 9.8% is a good achievement and demonstrates our competitiveness in our markets. The market turnover per region is the following: Europe 52.1% compared to 48.7% in 2010, Americas 25% compared to 26.5% in 2010, Asia Oceania 19.9% compared to 21.7%, and Africa 3% compared to 3.1% in 2010. We can see that the European market has grown faster in 2011, first half, showing a continuity in the market recovery. The American market remains at a good level of activity. The Chinese market is stronger than in 2010 with a good launch of Golden Athena product mix. Africa Middle East remains stable even if the current political instability led to a slowdown of projects. Services activities were good in all markets, with a positive evolution in Western Europe and North America. These regions remain the strongest ones for the services activities and productivity improvement support. The total number of employees by end of June 2011 amounted to 5,333, including the change of scope of consolidation of plus 241 employees for the Golden acquisition. The number of employees in Europe will continue to diminish due to the group transformation program. The exchange rate situation started to put great pressure already in summer 2010 on our Swiss-based operation. Without these effects, our underlying results 2010 would have been largely positive and the group transformation program able to deliver its full potential. Who can control the speculation of currencies? Who can anticipate such a major drop of the currencies? We will come back later to this topic when discussing the outlook 2011. Therefore, the first semester 2011 continued to be severely affected by the exchange rate fluctuation, which put a lot of pressure on our prices. The operating loss amounted to 24.2 million Swiss francs, compared with the operating loss of 27.3 million Swiss francs for the same period in 2010. The improvement of the operating result is due to the increase in volume and the impact of the group transformation program, but a large part of the achieved profit improvement is offset by the negative exchange rate impact. For the first half 2011, the operating result of the three business units amounted to, for business unit Sheetfed, minus 31.8 million Swiss francs, for business unit Webfed, minus 11.9 million Swiss francs, and for the business unit Services, plus 19.6 million Swiss francs. The net loss is influenced by tax income in the amount of plus 3 million Swiss francs. The net loss amounted to 27.7 million Swiss francs. The outlook for the second half of 2011. The current situation. Our main strategy is to keep our market share while improving our margin despite the huge fluctuation of exchange rates. The business unit Webfed is striving for better results in Europe. The business unit Sheetfed is suffering severely in its Swiss-based activity, and the business unit Services will continue to grow, although at a lower pace because of the impact of exchange rates. Mid-year, we do see a higher backlog of plus 20% compared to the end of 2010. The booking activity in 2011 has been at a good level, even if, during the summertime, signals of a slowdown appear in some regions, mainly based on the insecure political and economical market conditions in Europe. As of today, estimated sales are still to be confirmed, but are expected to be approximately at 1.25 billion Swiss francs, at the current exchange rates, lower than mentioned during our last analyst conference when we stated that we see 2011 flat between 1.3 and 1.4 billion Swiss francs. At current exchange rates, the group expects a positive operating result for H2, and therefore the operating result for the full year 2011 could get close to break-even. Our strategy and the group transformation. After a financial crisis in 2009, we are facing a new type of crisis since summer 2010. The exchange rate speculation is taking the entire Swiss-based industry into an unparalleled challenge never seen before, never envisaged. How should a country react in such a situation? Our analysis shared with other industries and partners in our country demonstrate clearly some common vision of the situation. We can refer to the speech of Mr. Hess from SwissMem Association a week ago. With a euro higher than 1.3 to 1.335, the Swiss industry can remain competitive. With a euro between 1.15 and 1.30, major reorganization, changes and savings programs will occur. Below such level, industrial activities based in our country are no longer viable. All will depend from the ability of our country to manage these fluctuations and from the time the industries will have to implement adequate strategies. Therefore, what is the BOPS Group strategy? We have adopted the right strategy and taken the correct measures in 2010, concentrating technologies, implementing lean production, simplifying our modus operandi, and seeking for growth in emerging countries and services. This strategy remains totally appropriate. Our main challenge is time. Some of you asked me already back in 2010 about the huge programs for groups such as ours and our capacity to lead such a transformation. We admitted that it was very challenging, but a necessity for our group. Today, we can only repeat that we have to continue this transformation on the right path, at the right speed, and with the adequate leadership. Additional measures to improve the competitiveness of our Swiss operation will be implemented in fall 2011. But all options likely to lead to an optimization of the profitability are under evaluation, from increased working hours flexibility to salary adjustment and right-sizing of the Swiss-based operation, as well as an improvement of a net sales price. The announcement to simplify the organization of the Lausanne operation last May goes in this direction. Our objectives are to simplify the organization to better fit the size of our business, go functional and reduce metrics complexity, improve the response time to needs of our customers and markets. I hope these explanations are useful to you. Thank you for your attention, and we are now ready to answer your questions.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, today's question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you wish to ask a question, please press the star or asterisk key, followed by the digit 1 on your telephone touchpad. We will take the questions in the order received, and will take as many as time permits. Once again, please press star or asterisk, followed by 1 if you have a question. Thomas Baumann from MainFirst is online with a question.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. I have actually a couple of questions, if I may.
Good afternoon, Thomas.
Yeah, good afternoon. First question, can you tell us whether you booked any restructuring costs in H1, and if so, how much that was? And maybe related to that, you elaborated on the additional measures you're going to take. Can you already say today, by and large, what the costs will be, and also what the savings could be going forward? Then my second question, obviously you got hit by FX transactional losses, and I also suppose that you had to make price concessions. Can you give us just an idea how much the FX impact was on the EBIT, so that we get some sort of a flavor what the impact there was? And then maybe an unusual question to Bob, in the context, but nevertheless, can you elaborate on the balance sheet covenants that you have? Especially, I do see the gearing and the equity ratio is going to be fine, but the net debt to EBITDA number is going to look probably pretty bad this year. Do you have any issues there that we should be aware of? And obviously, if you could give us hard numbers, that would be very helpful. And then maybe I come back with the last questions all the time. With regard to the improvements that Phoenix and Lean and all your measures potentially going to yield, assuming that we have the conditions that we have today, i.e. the trading levels and also the FX relationship,
yeah.
Can you give us some sort of an idea how much the improvement should be from 2011 into 2012, let's say on a EBIT level? That would be very helpful. Otherwise, the visibility for us is even worse than probably it is for you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your questions. We will share a few answers there with RTOTC regarding the balance sheet, but I will start with the first question, Thomas, regarding the restructuring costs on H1. We did not put more restructuring costs in H1 because no decisions made yet. What you have in the results is clearly 200,000 for the restructuring cost H1. The decisions of restructuring and adjusting the footprint, if this is what we decide for this year, then of course we'll touch the H2 results. And we keep with the guidance we gave for 10 million restructuring costs for 2011. So I guess this is clear in the answer to your question one. The price concession based on the Forex impact, of course, as you know, yes, we are badly touched with this Forex exchange in the Swiss operation. I would like also to stress that all other operations worldwide are on target or better than budget and profitable. And of course, the Swiss operation, we have to readjust and certainly look at the corrective actions needed. Today, what we can say on the EBIT level, we have an impact between 15 and 20 million on the EBIT level.
Okay.
For Phoenix, before giving the word to Attilio Tisi for the balance sheet, for Phoenix and Lean, as I said, we confirm and we assure that it's working fine, and in fact, we have, as planned, the full-fledged Dicotter Phoenix Lean in place now, and with the expected results. I'm not saying it's simple, it's easy, but certainly we achieved what we said, and now we are looking already since springtime how can we shorten some projects to make it faster and get more results. We should not forget, and I will not be able to give you a number on what will be the impact on the EBIT level, because we should not forget that we need to synchronize the complete supply chain. And within this environment, this is a very challenging time, because, of course, we would like to take advantage of the at least very strong Swiss franc versus the euro and to buy and purchase more there. But this is in contradiction, or that creates more problems and challenges, of course, with this philosophy and trying to get our suppliers in line with our new processes. So we continue full-fledged. We will continue to implement this philosophy. And as I said, from a project base, results are there. Now, of course, we will come in full time with recommendations and decisions what to do to bring this operation back on track and on a profitable source. And I will give the word to Attilio Tisi for your balance sheet question.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Attilio Tisi speaking. For your question, Thomas, on covenants regarding our loan. So as of today, none of our loans is linked to any covenants. So from this side, we have no obligations, and we are okay as of today.
Okay, that's good news. May I nevertheless come back to the last statement of you, Mr. Bobs. You said you can give no number what the delta could be. Could you nevertheless, you know, what I see is that you have expiring FX hedges now going forward. Obviously, you hedged very advantageous at the beginning of the year, so you had to a certain extent a hedge, but now you are significantly lower levels into 2012, most
yes.
Probably. Can you at least say that the improvements that you do operationally should more than offset the negative impact from the expired FX hedges? Or would you?
Yes, the improvements we have to implement should offset that. But again, we will come with a more detailed plan in fall time, if you may allow me, because
sure.
Depends on which exchange rate you are using to compare and what you do, and I'm not sure, maybe I understand 100% your question on that, but mm-hmm. Certainly, as I said, the savings we will be able to make on Lean demonstrate this is a reality and we can do it. Now we have to, I would say, adjust the organization to make sure that we can compensate certain or very aggressive exchange rate fluctuation, which frankly today we was not included in our group transformation, but we are working hard over the last 4 months to try to react and get back to these numbers.
Mm-hmm. And then the last, and then I leave the turf to others. Now that you say that the restructuring costs could be or should be 10 million in the second half. Does your guidance of, let's say, a close to break even the result include the, say, 10 million, or does it exclude the 10 million?
That I it's a risk. For the time being, I would say it's excluding.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I think it's excluding.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions?
Patrick Raffitz from Bank Vontobel is online with a question.
Yes, good afternoon. Gentlemen, I have a number of questions as well. Maybe I'll start with the transformation program. The targeted savings for 2011 are 70 to 80 million. Can you put a number on that? Where are we here? Are we on track for that amount to be achieved in the full year, excluding all the effects from FX, etc.? Then the next question would be on... I know it's a bit early, but on your goodwill, there was obviously no impairment test with half-year results, but if we look at the changed business environment, are we facing a risk of any impairments here once we get towards year-end? And then third question, it's a bit of a long shot, but looking into 2012, if you assume current exchange rates, and if you assume that you manage to implement the cost savings you're targeting, will you be able to turn the company around and report a positive operating result in 2012 from today's perspective? Because it seems to me that will be rather difficult with the current situation. And lastly, on your order intake, you said bookings are slowing down a bit. Can you give us a bit of more flavor on that now from July and August? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Raffaele. Yeah, I will try to take one at a time. First question regarding the transformation program. We are on track. We said between 70 and 80. And of course, with the exchange rate fluctuation, we are unfortunately on the lower range, but we are at 70 million savings as of now. From a goodwill perspective, no impairment risks with what we see today. Of course, we challenge ourselves and we look at the situation, but we have no risk on this aspect. I will take first the bookings evolution and then the 2012, if you allow me. The bookings evolution was, and the activity, as I mentioned, quite good the first half year. Ending last year, 2010, we had some recovery, even if I want to remind us we are not to the level of 2006 or 2008 level yet. But we are first half 2011 at a good level of activity. What we can foresee right now in some countries and mainly in Europe, yes, it's a postponement on some discussions. Leads are quite high. We do have a good grasp on the market. The new innovation days and the competence 10 we launched last year, as you know, we are more long cycle type of investment, and we can see today some improvements and some deals coming because of these innovation and technologies. We are continuing to make open days and activities because we are continuing to launch some novelties on the market. However, for two reasons, mainly because the huge fluctuation of exchange rate, we put really these in discussion with customers saying, sorry, but we cannot bear, and we have to translate this exchange rate fluctuation also in our end user price. Some customers said, sorry, we cannot pay 20% more or 15% more than 2 or 3 years ago. So let's postpone and see how it's evolving. So from that perspective, we have customers, instead of going to competitors, they want to stay with us, which is a very good news, but on the other side, they postpone the investment. And of course, with all the fluctuation and discussions in the Eurozone as well as North American market. July, a lot of people are nervous, not secure, and they do say, okay, let's wait and quarter before maybe we really put our money in new capex. So it's not a trend yet, but it's certainly signals on the market. The good news, however, I believe all businessmen today do compute the 2008 huge drop. So if a country today say, oh, okay, they do compute, we are all aware now that markets can go up and down very rapidly, and so those signals, I would say, are no big alarm, but still signals on the market that we might see some postponement of orders. Now, when you speak about 2012, again, I cannot today tell you exactly what will be the program. As I mentioned, this is not decided yet, but certainly we have to aim to go back to a break-even operating profit 2012. This is a vision, but we will work on that during the next weeks, and we will let you know in December exactly what is or what will be our ambition 2012.
Okay, thank you. But can you give us an idea where you see your new break-even sales level next year? I mean, it was for this year around 1,300. I suppose that needs to be lowered now. I mean, realistically, sales will decline next year as well, also driven by FX. So what's your break-even point target?
Yeah, I would like to ask you to wait, Mr. Raffaele, because you have a lot of impact and still uncertainty on the exchange rate, of course. And I cannot give you numbers today. We are in the budget process and all, and I cannot give you a number today.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Caroline Price from Caprice Management is online with a question.
Yes, hello.
Good morning, Caroline.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. My first question is about the increase in inventories in the first half, and I'm wondering how much of that might be linked to the move to May and how much is a timing issue, and just, you know, maybe a comment on how happy you are, let's say, with your inventory turn. My second question is if we just go back to your answer about some of the comments you made on measures being taken to improve the Swiss operations competitiveness. Did I understand the answer that you gave to Thomas Baumann's question about, you know, the supply chain and needing to kind of synchronize everything with your suppliers? Initially, I'm guessing that if for Switzerland, many of those suppliers were Swiss-based suppliers. And do I understand correctly that now you're kind of reevaluating to see whether you should be sourcing from foreign suppliers so that your costs aren't all Swiss franc based? And then, you know, just thinking about that, you know, what risks are there then that, you know, if the Swiss franc starts to weaken again, that you're left with a mismatch? So, you know, just curious to know how you think about all of that. And then the comment that you made about the backlog at mid-year, did I hear correctly that you said it was up 10% compared to the same time last year? And would that 10% be local currencies? I'll just stop there for now. Thanks.
Thank you, Caroline. So from the inventory perspective, yes, we are 100 million higher than last year. The main reasons. First of all, 50% of that is due to increased activity and backlog, and so this is a machine ready to be shipped and say for turnover second half. And as you know, we have a very unbalanced H1, H2, and therefore it's normal from that perspective that we have more volume in the pipeline, in the production supply chain. Another aspect is the acquisition of Gordon. That has an increase as well, and a limited increase due to the move. we can say, I guess it's about 15 million max Swiss franc increase of inventory due to the move of Prix to May. Now, if we look at the ratio, I will say that we are happy. When we say happy, it's a question of targets we set. We need to follow, and we are following actions side by side worldwide. And we can say that today we are on track on this ratio, but the biggest impact will be once we are synchronized and lean in Switzerland, because the heaviest inventory is in fact in Switzerland. So today, and this is linked to your second question regarding supply chain, and maybe precision I need to bring on this supplier in Switzerland and in Eurozone. What I want to do to say, I wanted to say, is basically when you have this type of exchange rate fluctuation, you look for the best corrective action and quick wins. And therefore, we went to our Swiss-based supplier asking for cost reductions or discount or effort, because they buy, they purchase also in Eurozone, so maybe we can share these benefits. We looked also, of course, with Euro suppliers. And as you know, when you move from a batch production to a lean production, you are creating tier one, tier two suppliers. And within this analysis and project we are running, of course, we are step by step and case by case evaluating if it's better to have these in Switzerland, in Europe, and whatsoever. Of course, we try to take under consideration the exchange rate risks, but I'm certainly not the expert be able to tell you what will be the exchange rate fluctuation for the next 5 years. So today, what we do basically is we take opportunity and we try to push hard this opportunity of the strong Swiss franc. Anyway, you know that we do have already inventory which needs for the next 6 months. So, of course, we will see step by step the advantage of a strong Swiss franc on for the COGS. But we take advantage, we try to go, I will say, product by product or case by case to see where is the best supply chain or tier 1 and tier 2 supplier in our region. For the backlog, what I said is by end of June, the backlog was 20% higher than the backlog we had end 2010.
Okay, and is that in Swiss francs or in local currencies?
In Swiss francs. In Swiss francs.
Okay. And could I just follow up with another question?
Yes, sure.
Thank you. I was looking at your what you said to be the net impact on sales of acquisitions and divestments, saying that it was plus 7.4 million. And in the note 4 to your financial statements, it says that the acquisition impact of the Gordon business was 19.3 million in Swiss francs. Now, my understanding is that the annualized sales in 2010 or 2009, I mean, were estimated roughly 20 million euro. So to me, that implies, first of all, that Gordon must have seen excellent growth in the first half. I wonder if you could just confirm that or if there's a flaw in my reasoning there. And number two, it implies that the Atlas divestment effect must have been 11.9 million. But back in the February call on sales, my understanding was that the divestment impact was going to be more like about 16 million. So maybe I haven't understood something here.
Yeah, you're right. The numbers are correct. The 11.9 million from Atlas and the plus 90.3 from Gordon makes the 7.4 from this change in scope of consolidation. So from Gordon, maybe you can repeat the question from you were disappointed of...
No, not at all. I mean, for Gordon, I thought that for the full year that the annualized sales were roughly 20 million euro.
Sorry.
Pardon?
No, no, you're right. So no, for the obviously, Gordon is on track from a business plan standpoint, and his 19.3 million H1 first semester is according to plan.
Okay, so is there some significant seasonality? Because if I look at 19 million from Gordon in the first half, and then when you made the announcement about the Gordon acquisition having annual sales of 20 million euro, it seems to me that's a huge proportion in the first half, or the sales are growing exponentially.
Yeah, no, we don't see seasonality. In fact, in China, because of the Chinese New Year in February, it's the reverse. Normally,
mm-hmm.
More quite slow end January and February. So we do forecast, and we are on track, and this is not pretty new. Now, I don't recall the 20 million euro you mentioned.
Okay.
I thought we have said it's around 40, and we believe we have about 40, 45 million turnover per year for Gordon.
Okay, so that's where I'm at there.
25 Swiss francs.
Okay, and then what about the Atlas? I mean, is this an exchange reason why the divestment impact is only 11.9 million? Because I thought that in the first quarter it was already 4 million, and then quarter two was 11.9. Like when you had the February sales call,
yeah.
And you gave the sort of quarter by quarter what the sales impact was for Atlas Titan.
I cannot answer that question this way. I'm sorry. I have to call you back, Karen, on this topic. I don't have the number here.
Okay, that's okay.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Armin Gressbarger from ZatKB is online with a question.
Hello, good afternoon, gentlemen. First of all, you must have lost some pricing power for sure, but also you probably have lost some market share. Can you elaborate a little bit on that? Where did you lose the biggest market share? Then another question is, you are guide for 1.25 billion Swiss francs for the full year on the current exchange rates. On which current exchange rates? End of August, end of June, and which numbers you calculate with?
Yes.
Then I have further questions later on.
Thank you. So from your first question, we do not believe, and that's why we are so much hurt by the exchange rate, because knowing pretty well this market, as you know, we don't believe we have lost market share so much. But therefore, we were quite hurt because, in fact, on the pricing, we certainly have lost 3 to 4% on the margin level. And this is, of course, huge number, and the dramatic impact is not so much on the long term, but of course on the very, very, very short term. So timing is everything, and there, from market share point of view, North America, Western Europe, we are quite stable, and if we see now, of course, China with acquisition, we are growing our market share, and even both activities in China is higher than last year. I'm not saying we are everywhere in every country at the level we should be, but based on this exchange rate fluctuation, we believe we don't have lost so much market share. Now, on the exchange rate, the 1.250, we used 1.15 for the euro and 0.08 for the dollar.
Thank you. Then further questions are... you mentioned in your press release, I think, or in your half-year report, the business unit Sheetfed has already started the transformation of its operation in Switzerland. What exactly do you mean with that? And then services, you mentioned there you are launching a new European distribution center for going into life early 2012. Is that new, and how much are the costs related to that?
Okay. So So for the business unit Schibsted, we mentioned it in our half-year report, referring to the announcement we have made in May, and therefore going functional for the Lausanne site. In Lausanne, the business unit Schibsted before had quite still three main activities. One was business unit Schibsted, one was group activities, and one was the production activity for the Swiss operation. And now what we have done is limited to a minimum the group activities and concentrated everything within the business unit Schibsted to make it functional and therefore to be able to streamline and guide much more the profitability of the site. So in fact we are started in spring and we are working now, and we, as I said, we will come in full time with the action plan measures to be taken. For the business unit services, yes, we are creating a European distribution center. In fact, this is the idea to outsource the pick, pack, ship activity, which is not one of our core business, and we have no major cost or capex or whatsoever because we work with third supplier, and in fact, it's just a delocalization, if you want, nearby the area of Lausanne with a third supplier to improve, and in fact this follows our business unit service strategy we approved last year.
So what capex do you foresee for the full year 2011, especially interesting because of how much advantage you do in May?
Yes, for the full year, as of today, we still keep the 120 million we announced already early this year.
Mm-hmm. And 2012?
2012, we will go back to a normal year, which is normally about, if I don't miss it, between 30 and 40 million Swiss francs. Mm-hmm. But again, we will come back in December with guidance, because, as you can imagine, we are looking at all savings and adjustment our footprint, and these numbers might change slightly. But today, as of today, it's 120, and normally per year, the group needs between 30 and 40 million.
Okay, thank you.
Mark Posser from W. Vorsorge is online with a question.
Yes, hello. I have two questions. The first one being concerning the business unit services. You say that the target is to have basically 100 additional field service technicians. Are you there already, or could you say where you're at right now and what impact they've had so far? And maybe give us a flavor for the potential, i.e. the installed base in machines that they can tackle, and basically how much would be kind of gotten back or fall back from customers that do the servicing of their own machines and spare parts themselves. So to capture the whole potential that you could have in the range of maybe 5 to 6 years. And then I have another question, since the market share question has been asked already, and the client behaviors. Could you show us how many additional new clients you have gained for these two divisions, i.e. to see that there is some structural changes in your favor as well?
Thank you for your questions. So if I look at the first question being the out of the 100 field technicians, we have today a bit more than 10%. Now it's of course aligned with also a transition, and as you know, when you hire field technicians, you need 6 to 12 months training, and before you can get the turnover, additional turnover. Where do we have and where do we want to invest? I would say it's either in North America with high-skilled people, because there we have a big installed base and we can recuperate and get more market share. It's also on Eastern countries where we have the same situation but with a more entry-level type of equipment, and certainly in India where we do have extensive or large market share in corrugate, in flexible materials, sorry, in flexible material and folding carton, and there we are investing also to have the full potential and the appropriate service support for our clients. When you speak about service potential, it's of course quite complex and we do not share our market share anyway per domain or country. However, what we can see is that double-digit growth for service should be feasible. Now, we have to be very careful. We have seen in 2008-2009 that even service has dropped. We thought in 2008-2009 that, yes, CapEx maybe will have this drop and people will don't want to invest in new CapEx, and the philosophy will be cash, cash, cash is king. On the other side, even though service has suffered. And therefore, we have to be careful because, yes, today we can say we regain market share, more in spare parts and somewhat in services based on availability on field technicians. But on the other side, the market reacts very, very quickly. And, of course, if our customers have less workload, that means they will move from three shifts to one shift maybe for a quarter. They will use the equipment less. They will postpone the maintenance program or retrofit. And it's not rare to see that retrofit or productivity improvement programs are easily postponed because this is one of the simple things they can save money and cash right away. When you speak about new customers, it's something we do not share. I'm sorry to say that. We do grow, as I say, we do grow in China. We continue our penetration. We keep our market share in industrialized countries. And certainly in Middle East, as you have seen the number, despite the crisis and the very difficult situation, we were able to continue to have some activities. Voilà, this is what the answer I can give you. Did I answer your question? Hello? Hello?
Yes, Mark Costa is on the line again.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thomas Baumann from Maine First is online with a question.
Yeah, sorry, I got an additional one and maybe more some sort of a confirmation, but with your comments with regard to the change in working capital and how, you know, what the sources was of that increase, we should see a strong reversal in the second half. Maybe that's a question to Mr. Tisi. You know, when you say, okay, we get close to break even before restructuring costs on EBIT level, that means a positive EBITDA after all, and with the high deliveries or higher deliveries in the second half, we should see a strong reversal in change in working capital. Do you think that you can that the number for the full year is going to be sort of at least zero, if not slightly positive, the line change in working capital?
As Mr. Bobst already mentioned, nearly half of the increase is working progress and already completed machines, which will for sure be shipped. On the other side, we don't have to forget that we have the addition of Gordon and the increase we had for safety reasons for the stop of the machines, which by the way started yesterday. The machines we moved from May to May. This will still be there at the end of the year. As we had already announced to you, it takes us roughly 12 months to move the more than 300 machines we have here in Pai. So until mid of next year, we will have this temporary effect where we have to have safety buffers for the time we have the machines down. A large part will be gone, but the impact of Gordon will still be there, and the temporary increase for the move of the machines will also still be there.
So in other words, the full reversal is rather unlikely.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Once again, if you have a question, please press star or asterisk, followed by one. There appear to be no further questions. I'd like to hand the meeting back to Mr. Bobst for his closing remarks.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your interest, and we remain at your disposal for more information. Our next meeting on December 6th in Zurich for a traditional update on the full year activity. Thank you and bye-bye.
Thank you, Mr. Bobst. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference. On behalf of the Bobst Group, thank you for your participation.